Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 495 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Glenn.
Hi, Pat. My name's Glenn. I have another question for you today about podcasting and specifically regarding scripting for podcasts. From what I understand, there's three different methods that a lot of people use for their podcasts: scripting, ad lib, and creating a basic outline and following the outline. And I was wondering if you've used any or all three of these methods, and if so, which ones have worked most effectively for you. I find sometimes I stumble over my words, so I'm kind of leaning towards scripting currently, or at least creating an outline. But I also don't want it to sound like I'm reading off a script. I don't want it to sound manufactured and fake. So I'm wondering if you use any of these methods, and if so, which one you like the best and why. Thanks a lot. Love everything you do. Keep it up.
Hey, Glenn, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. First of all, your mic sounds great. So you're getting into podcasting. Great job. You sound great. Now let's work on the actual stuff that you're going to say during your show. And I think you have the right mindset in terms of just making sure that you're approaching this in the right way. Now, when I started podcasting, I didn't really get any advice in terms of how to approach recording my show. I got some advice eventually in order to how to put it all together. But actually, recording my voice was a big struggle for me. And my very first episode in July of 2010 was recorded three different times. And actually, which outlined these three different ways. The first time I did it, I tried to do it on my own, completely ad lib, and it was totally bonkers. Like, I just didn't know what to say. I stumbled a lot, and it just sounded terrible. Very slow, not confident at all. The second time around, because of that first experience, the second time I recorded that very first episode again, I'm just re-recording the same episode. I scripted the entire thing. And it was just a 24, 25 minute episode, but I had written about 20 pages worth of stuff that I was going to say word for word. And I recorded that and I listened to it, and it sounded, like you said, very robotic, very just, there's no character, there was no emotion in it. And so I re-recorded it again and I said, you know what, I can't believe I'm doing this three times, but let me just write an outline, bullet points of this, just things I want to cover, and I will just go. And no matter what happens, I'm just going to go with it, because there's no way I'm going to get any episodes out there if I keep re-recording this darn first episode. So I just went with it, and it wasn't that good, but it was good enough because it got my ideas across. I knew what I had wanted to cover, and I did stumble. I said a lot. If you go back to that first episode, episode one of the Smart Passive Income podcast, I can't even listen to it now because it's so terrible. But the thing is, I've learned over time how to trust myself with what I'm going to say. So I outline, but I ad-lib based on my outline. And my outlines are very, very, very basic. Just one or two words that tell me the main transformation I want my audience to have with that particular episode, any sort of questions I want to make sure I ask or topics that I cover if I'm doing an interview, or if I'm doing a solo show, just points I want to make sure I cover, and any supporting details, data, stories, case studies that go along with them. And that's it. And I've learned, and I learned this through a lot of public speaking too, because I did the same thing. I got so scared about what I was going to say that I scripted everything I was going to say on stage my first time on stage, which was in October of 2011 in Chicago for the Financial Blogger Conference. I scripted the whole thing because I was even more nervous than when I started my podcast. And I did okay at making it sound sort of natural, but I did script the whole thing. And when I eventually got serious about public speaking, I hired a coach. And my coach asked me, well, how did you prepare for your first presentation? And I told him I scripted the whole thing. And he said, what? Are you serious? He couldn't believe that I scripted a 25-minute presentation word for word. And I literally memorized every single word on those 20-plus pages. It was just like that first podcast. And he eventually said something that stuck with me ever since. And he said, by scripting it, I'm not so much worried about you sounding robotic. I'm more worried about you not giving yourself an opportunity to tell stories, to be creative, to use that part of your brain that you use when you're having a normal conversation with somebody that allows it to be just so much more meaningful, so much more deep in a conversation. When you go and have a conversation with a friend, for example, you don't go into that conversation with a script. You go into it and maybe you're having a conversation and there are talking points that you have that you want to talk about or stories that you want to tell, but then you just tell that story and it becomes so much more connected because you're telling it from the heart. You're not just telling it from the brain. So when I heard that, I eventually learned the method of outlining the points I want to cover, with the most important thing being, what is that transformation I want my audience to have, especially on stage, but on a podcast too. What's that transformation you want your audience to have? Now, it's just a fancy way of saying, well, what's the point of the talk or what's the point of the podcast? But I like thinking of it as the transformation because the center of your thinking in creating that piece of content is your audience. It's not just, well, how can I make this best for me? It's how can I make sure this actually does something for who I'm speaking to or who's on the other end listening? And so you approach it that way and kind of work backwards from that transformation, outlining the points, the stories, the case studies, the supporting anything, data that help you make that transformation happen. And this helps you outline everything. This helps you with everything from blog posts to podcast episodes to videos to public speaking. And then you just have to trust yourself. And in the beginning, you're not going to trust yourself. You're going to stumble. But that's a part of the process. And the more you do this, the more you hit the record button and just start talking, looking at your outline, of course, the better you'll become. And I feel like I've made a ton of progress since 2011. Now I've done 4 different podcasts. This one I do 5 days a week. The other one now switched from twice a week to once a week. And then I have SPI TV and the Food Trucker School podcast. I've gotten a lot of practice. And because of that, I feel like I've gotten so much better at communicating, not just on a microphone, not just on stage, but with other people in person too. And that's an amazing byproduct of actually putting yourself out there and starting a podcast. So if you are looking to start a podcast, not you, Glenn, because you're obviously already looking to start a podcast or have done so already. But for those of you listening, if you want to start a podcast, head on over to podcastingtutorial.com. That's my free tutorial, 6 complete videos to help you step-by-step create a podcast. There's absolutely no paywall. There's no email required in order to get access to that. Again, podcastingtutorial.com. You'll see it right there. I don't ask you for anything except to commit. You'll see that right at the beginning. That's the only thing I ask you to do is to commit, and then you can go through those videos. So Glenn, I hope this helps you. And I again, just to sum it up, outline, but think about the transformation. Create the outline based off of that and the supporting points to help you get there and help your audience get there when they're listening too. And then just trust yourself. It's not even ad-libbing. You're just having a conversation and speaking from the heart. So Glenn, thank you so much for the question. We're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. Here's a quote to finish off the day by Seth Godin. He said, "You are not your resume. You are your work." Check it out and look forward to tomorrow's episode. I hope you'll be there to listen because I have a special announcement related to the book that I'm coming out with. And I hope you all y'all excited about that as much as I am because I am so excited to share it with you. Anyway, more on that tomorrow. Thank you so much. I appreciate you and have a good one. Take care. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.